Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
EHB Services LLC.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there. Beyond the sky, it's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Hey, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
We don't need to utter but three words. Vocabulary to others. You don't need to have a philosophical bent to grasp. There are three little words. We want to let the world know that these words describe what we mean and what we are determined to do about racial injustice. One is the word all. We don't want some of our rights. We don't want a few token handouts here and there. We want all of our rights. There are some people who say that we need to go back to Africa. And there are some others who tell people in the South, leave the South. You can't be free, so get out. But down in Alabama and Mississippi and Georgia, South Carolina, we are saying something else. We want all of our rights, and we want all of our rights here in Alabama and Mississippi and South Carolina. can hear voices telling us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool off. Our only answer in calm, ancient time must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze. We must go on and say, no, what we are saying to this nation is that we want all of our rights. We want them here, and we want all of them not next year, not next week, but we want them now, at this hour. This is what we're saying.
What your life and truth let be. Shining star for you to see. What your life and truth let be.
Here we are once again. This is Friday night, the Black Business Billionaires Network Club, and we have a full house tonight. We got the man himself, Mr. Nathaniel Evans, is going to tell you how to make money, how to make money, how to make money. This is Financial Friday. Finance Friday. Finance Friday on the Black Business Billionaires Network Club, and we're going to learn how to make that money from Mr. Nathaniel Evans. We have with us a full house. We have Dr. Benjamin Bridges. Is going to tell us how to make that money from a spiritual perspective and a mental enhancement perspective. We have with us Mrs. Carolyn Smith, a.k.a. The Enigma. Y'all know she was on the radio program for years with us, bringing so much community services, so much upliftment to the community, and just a host of services and resources. And she has information and resources for us as well. And we're going to give everybody the Black Business Billionaires Network Club hand. We're going to open up the mic, as I said. Okay, a little technical situation here, but we're going to open up the mic of Mr. Nathaniel Evans. We're going to talk about a $15 one-time contribution, one-time investment, whatever you want to call it, $15 investment that turns into $40,000. But Mr. Nathaniel went further with another with a package deal. I guess it's $35, $50, $25, whatever it is, the package deal. He's going to explain to us how you can turn these package deals into a monthly income in the hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. Let's open the mic of Mr. Nathaniel Evans. And, okay, once again, we'll give a nice hand for the host. And I also want to irradiate that Mr. Nathaniel Evans has a podcast, live podcast. Do not miss it. Before the end of the show, he's gonna tell us how to get on the live podcast, to watch his programs. He has very, very interesting subject matter and very interesting guests on his podcast as well. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Nathaniel Evans, it's so good to have you on.
Yeah, definitely. Glad to be here. Glad to hear from you. So I'm really excited about being here on the show today, just to talk about what me and Reverend Ron spoke about a couple days ago.
The mic.
Oh, you can't hear me? Oh, hold on one second.
A little louder. You can increase the volume talking to the mic.
All right, how's that? That's better?
A little more. So this information tonight, people, is off the chain.
Okay.
It's off the hook. It's important for you all to get this.
Oh, yeah, you hear me now? It's a little better now?
Okay. I guess so. A little bit more. I don't know if I could.
I might have to take my headphones off. Let me see.
How's that again? Okay, say something again.
Can you hear me now?
Okay, we're going to go on. So we were talking about the $15 program that turns into $40,000, and you were telling me, let's talk a little bit about that, how that works, and then we're going to talk about the incredible deal that you, technique, procedure, you have found these packages, and they're not the technique people, but it's out there, and the package mm-hmm. consists of many, many different products that you can use and take advantage of as well. But in doing that, it enhances the $15 program. So let's start with the $15 program and how that works.
Yeah, so you can hear me? You can be clear?
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay, yeah, so the $15 program is basically, what Reverend Ron said, is a one-time investment for this platform. You get your website. You can actually share that website out to, you know, friends, families, or whatever. Plus it's $15. It's not a recurring $15 fee. And it allows you to generate income just by sharing this platform with other people for $15. And anytime somebody signs on to this program for $15, you actually receive income from that sign-on. And vice versa, they have someone sign on, you receive income from the people that they actually have signed on. So it actually fills up your whole bottom line. This program has about 6 different tiers. The $15 program basically distributes, you know, $10 per person that comes on. But if you go into the $35 program, you'll get $75 per person. If you go into the $50 program, it gets higher and higher and higher. So that's the one component of dealing with this business, is just investing the $15. And with your friends and families, if y'all basically like create a group amongst yourselves, let's say 10, 20 people create a group and create a strategy, y'all can all become wealthy off of this $15 investment. And the different tiers that we're talking about, this money that goes into your wallet, you can actually take this money that's in your wallet and reinvest it to those tiers. So you can get to the $35, the $50, the $100 platforms just by reinvesting the money that you make off the people's $15 investment. So if you have a group of people that really care about each other and really want to grow and really create financial wealth in the future, you take advantage of this platform, because I've been on a platform where they charge me $300 a month every single month, you know, telling you to bring in 3 or 4 people, 5 or 6 people, and then your, you know, fee get waived or whatever. But this structure is not like that. This is a one-time only $15 investment. And with that $15, you can mastermind this whole technique and actually bring yourself to another level. And this program actually creates residual income as well. The residual income comes in from the packages that's associated on your website. They got the gas tablets, they got wellness products, they got CBD products, right? And by people buying these packages, it may be the package for $50, the package for $100, or the package for $200. Anytime somebody purchases, make one of these purchases of this package, you actually receive income from that purchase. So every month, if you have 30 people that actually bought into the program and actually receiving these packages for wellness care, for CBD care, which is really a big thing for people right now to actually, you know, take control of their health. CBD is really a good product for people's health. They got weight loss products as far as tea, coffee, and then they got the fuel tabs that actually saves you $10 to $20 per gas tank, you know what I'm saying, every time you use the tablet. So you'll save money on your bottom line, but also the package is also sweet because every single month, if you make or you purchase this package, you receive a Visa card. So you could use for gas, you know, you could use for food, entertainment, whatever you want to do, because it's a Visa card. It's not a locked-in card. You can use it for whatever you want to use it for, and it will come to you every single month. So if you're thinking that, okay, I'm spending $35 a month, but if you're receiving a $15 Visa card, you're not spending $35 a month. You're only spending $20 a month. Your order perks actually comes with this package as far as roadside assistance, discounts on medical, discount on dental, discounts on travels, vacations, restaurants, and what have you. And the higher the package, the higher the discount. And the higher the package, the higher the Visa card. So you might get a $50 Visa card, or you go into the $200 one, you get a $35 to $100 Visa card. So all this money goes back into your bottom line. Well, it's a well-oiled machine. and you got seven people in your family and y'all all using vehicles, especially if you live in, you know, in South or the North where you got to drive everywhere, it makes sense to actually everybody take advantage of the fuel tab, you know what I'm saying, program, because all y'all going to save money on your gas. You're all going to get the Visa cards to use in your gas, so it actually takes, you know, keeps money in your pocket instead of keep taking money out of your pocket, and it will generate residual income for anybody that's actually a part of this platform. And you can use the money that's in your wallet also to buy this package. You still don't got to come out of your pocket. So, for instance, seven people to sign up, and let's say you got $200 in your wallet. You can take that $200 and buy into the package, right? And every month you bring people in, that money that's coming out for the package is actually coming from your wallet. It's never hitting your pocket, just off the $15. So it's about strategizing and actually really caring about your financial wealth, your financial health, and your circle. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, what's that? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, this thing went dead. I don't know what happened. I was talking, but I wasn't able to hear nothing. So I don't even know how
far in I got in.
Yeah, I don't even know how far in I got in before it went dead. But basically what I was saying is that the $15 that you invest in, the money that goes into your wallet, that's how you make money off of this platform without bringing any more money into the program out of your physical pocket, because the $15 generates money into your wallet, and you can use that money in your wallet to make all the purchases that you want to make, you know what I'm saying, on this platform, right? One time only investment, right? Also, you also get your virtual card, because I've been using my virtual card, and for your payment, you get paid every Friday. And you also get a physical, you know, Visa card that you can actually use to withdraw money, to make purchases online and in retail stores, whatever you want. It's actually a win-win because of the minimum investment, the minimum one-time investment that you can make in this program and actually become wealthy through it. So I know individuals are making six figures with this platform because they took advantage of not just the $15, but also the other components, you know what I'm saying, that's associated to this program, associated to this platform. So if you're into weight loss, they got weight loss tea, coffee. If you're into health, they got a lot of different healthcare products. If you're into saving gas, they got the fuel tab that actually decreases the emissions of your car, and also allow your car to run more efficient and longer off of the full tank of gas that you're constantly using day in and day out. So a lot of people are using their vehicles, and it makes no sense to lose money just because you want to ride around your vehicle. So basically, that this is what this is about. This is about actually, you know, saving your money. They're also increasing money and learning that within 6 months to a year, you can actually change your whole financial freedom. You can actually change it. You know, you don't got to work for people. You don't got to stress out about money. If you work in a strategic way with your friends, your family, your loved ones, y'all can work this thing together. Y'all can create boardrooms together. Y'all can have meetings, lunch meetings and business meetings together on how to actually get to this money and how to use this platform effectively, so everybody that you care about that's in the team can actually become successful.
That's great. So actually, people can
go into the $15 program, make $80, $90, and get a package as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because the money that you're making is in real time. You're not making money that's sitting there for long periods of time. As soon as somebody come in seconds, as soon as somebody come into the program, $15, $30, $100, whatever, you automatically see the revenue of that investment immediately, right? If the first package, $15, you only see $10 per person. But if you go into the second package, it's $35, you see $75 per person, right? So if four people sign up, that's $300. You can actually use that same platform, that $35 pack platform, 5, 6, 7 times if you don't want to go to the next one. Anytime four people sign up, you're getting $300, right? And Reverend Ron, I was talking about a strategy. So if I was to say, you know, my cousin, she don't have any money. I want to bring her in for $35. It's a win-win because when I bring her in for $35, I get $75. Right? So I got my $35 back, and I got a $40 bonus. So I'm always going to be winning on this platform. I'm never going to lose on this platform. So it's not a scary thing about bringing people in. Even if you say I bring her in and she doesn't work the business, you actually got back, you know what I'm saying, your investment and your matching investment on top of that by bringing her in. But if she just turn around, say, in 2 months and say, you know what, I'm going to work this program, then you actually start benefiting from her working this program. And you already benefited by just bringing her into the program. And every platform they have, the initial investment actually is nothing to the payout. So if someone comes in under the $100 program, you're going to get $300. So if you bring somebody in for $100, you say, you know, I want to make an extra $200. I'm going to bring my cousin in. I'm going to bring my friend in for $100, and I'm going to get $300 on the back end. And I'm going to get paid every single Friday. Every single Friday. So you can actually do auto or you can do manual. But if you got your tab on auto, every Friday your money's going to go into either it's going to go into your platform or it's going to go into your bank account. However you want to do it. Right? So it's a method on actually signing up to get the virtual card, actually get the physical card, but it's very easy. I actually made videos about it. I actually sent it to people, and they actually want to look at it, actually want to do it. But at the end of the day, it's a win-win. If you got somebody in your house, 15, 16, 17 years old, you know, your daughter came back home, she's 21, she's 22, instead of her just sitting in the house, she could actually work this business. It's basically like, if somebody's working a call center business, right, you can call people up and say, hey, man, get involved with this, only a $15 investment, one time only. And that's what makes it sweet, because you don't have to break your back. You don't have to say, you know what, at the end of the month, they're going to hit my account, you know, for $50. They're going to hit my account for $100. Nobody's hitting your account, right? Nobody. Even if you sign up for one of the packages, you can actually program the platform to only take the money from your wallet if the money's in there, right? So there is no physical obligation, you know what I'm saying, financial obligation to this. And if you're not able to pay this month, you don't have to. You just know what, I'm going to waive September because I got enough fuel tabs for September. I got enough weight loss coffee or weight loss tea, right? But you know what, understand you're going to miss the perks that actually comes with, you know what I'm saying, the monthly reoccurring, you know what I'm saying, of this product, because you're going to get a Visa card, you're going to get discount card, you're going to get coupons, you know what I'm saying, you're going to get all different type of perks, because this platform was created by Black people for Black people. Like, we need a winning edge like everybody else. And I'm going to tell you something. I went on Twitter the other day, and they got white children, 16, 17, 18 years old, that have become millionaires from this platform, right? And they got so much money that this business sponsored them. This business does a camp every year, right, and sponsor these white children
and have them compete for who's going to have the best business, who's going to come with the best innovative business, right? Whoever wins, they're going to give them a cash prize, and they're going to help them create the foundation of that business. And they're already millionaires, but the people are going to still come around and give them the money for the business, even though they're millionaires. These are the same tactics that we have to use as black people if we want to become successful. You know what I'm saying? This month, don't buy the Nikes. This month, don't go to eat out. This month, you know what I'm saying? I don't even need a 60-inch TV. I'm gonna get a 32-inch TV, right? Do something for yourself that's actually going to pay you back. You know what I'm saying? Instead of buying things that's going to consume all your wealth, because any man that has ever had money and lost it, he'll look at all the things that he purchased and say, none of these things measure up to the loss of my money. He's not going to say, you know no, what, man, you know, I got this couch. I got this jewelry. Even if you go take back your Rolex, you don't even get the full amount of the investment from your Rolex. You spent $10,000 on a Rolex, they're going to give you back $6,500 if you're lucky. Right? So when you have no more money and all these things that you have bought with your money to consume your money, you know what I'm saying, to stand in your face, all you see is consumption. You don't see wealth. Wealth is when you see your money, when you have access to your money, you're able to liquidate your money, you're able to use your money, you know what I'm saying, to strategize the future of your life, your family, and also your loved ones. That's actually looking at wealth. We have to actually change our mindset on looking at wealth and what wealth actually means in this society to us. Is it TVs, cars, you know, is it going out on vacations and stuff like that? I got a sister. My sister signed up for the program, but she's always talking about vacations. Vacation. I said, with that vacation, you could have signed up 10 people, 20 people with that vacation money, and you would have got triple the amount of money that you actually spent on that vacation just by investing and believing in other people.
People, do y'all realize that it starts with the $15? You actually can go in with $15. And if you be patient and you sow your seeds on good soil, like the Bible says, and you reap a good harvest, if you be patient, you can reap such a tremendous harvest. This is a tremendous opportunity. He just said children of the ages of 16 and 17 are getting wealthy. They're making money.
They're making money.
White people understand.
They believe in it.
Yes.
They understand it.
They got patience. They understand the growth potential. Listen, people, time moves quickly. If you put an investment and it matures in a year, you'd be surprised how quickly a year ends. Right now, this year, 2022, is coming to an end in a couple of months. Just imagine if you started off in an investment in the beginning until now. What a tremendous investment that would turn over. You have to have it like the lottery. The lottery has the same. You got to be in it to win it.
Yeah.
You got to be involved.
But only really one or two people were in the lottery. They just had a guy who won $1 billion the other day. They made more than $1 billion. How do you think they're going to give you $1 billion? They made way more. They probably made $50 billion to give somebody $1 billion. They might have made $100, $200 billion. You don't know how many billions they made to give that one person $1 billion. And people go in there buying $20 for tickets, $40 for tickets, right? This is the ticket right here that we're talking about right now, $15 ticket to bring you to financial freedom. This is a $15 ticket. It's just like the lottery. But this one is paying you and everybody else that you get involved in the program, not just you. You ain't got to worry about your daughter moving out the house, your son moving out the house, because they're going to have a platform that they can stand on. You ain't got to worry about buying them their first car and all the different things like that. They can do those things on their own. This is about thinking outside the box. I've been in these programs like this before. I've been paid $278 under the pretense that I was going to make a lot of money. But I had to work like a dog. And at the same time, I'm working like a dog, but I'm also basically nervous because I'm like, if I don't get this amount, if I don't meet this certain amount of quota, they're going to come to my account next month, hit me for another $300. Right, so I got to work really hard. I'm under pressure to get $300 to get two or three people so that $300 can get waived. This platform is not like that. You don't have to worry about that. You can sleep peaceful at night knowing that nothing's going to hit your bank account. You're not going to be obligated to anything. Nothing's going to hit your credit report. None of those things. So you can work this at your leisure if you want to, because it's you're in control. You're in control, and you want to be financially wealthy. We all do. We all strive for the same thing. That's why we emulate other people. We worship other people. We work for jobs. We all want to be wealthy. This platform will allow us to do so.
People, this is a tremendous opportunity. I mean, you know what? You get in so many, you get involved in so many things. And I know a lot of people tell me, well, Ron, I've been in MLM programs over the years, and I got screwed over. I never made no money. Only people made money, the people that brought me in at the top. It was a pyramid system. Well, all things are not pyramid systems. And in multi level marketing, like a young lady told me, you're doing it every day anyway. If you go have a good meal at a nice restaurant, you go tell one person, two people, three people, five people, and they're gonna go to that restaurant too and have that good meal, and they're gonna tell other people, and so forth and so on. If you buy a Cadillac,
you'll get a dime.
Or Mercedes-Benz, dig it. I see people.
You'll get a dime from that.
Yeah, and I see people selling BMW Series 3, 4, and 5, or Series 3 and 5 and 7, by just keep telling people what a good car it is. BMW does nothing for the African-American community. But I can tell you 6 years ago what the African-American community did for BMW. Their stock was down. Their product wasn't selling. They were practically going out of business. Black people stopped buying the Series 3 and 5, okay? The stock and the BMW went up. The sales went up, and they are competitive now with the Mercedes-Benz, all right? But they do not contribute anything to the black community, and we got to start telling these corporations to give back to the community, give scholarship to the kids, give grants to the kids, develop some kind of opportunity for our kids to go get jobs at these corporations, okay?
Right.
We
got to
stop bending initiatives.
Yeah,
we got to stop requesting these initiatives to happen, because if we don't request it, they're not going to do it. But I'm just saying, here is an opportunity for you to invest $15, to invest $35, to invest $50, or $100, $200, whatever it is, and receive a residual income every month way beyond your expectations of thousands of dollars. Consistently, these white young kids at 17 and 16 are getting rich because their parents understand what it is to be poor. And to eliminate that from generation to generation, they're putting their kids involved in these programs. Our kids should be involved. I know African-American kids that drop out of college because they can't afford books. They can't afford to live in a dormitory. They can't afford the finances to go back and forth. Consultation monies, okay? Little, small, insignificant things, these brilliant kids are losing their degrees and their opportunities to go forward. We have to put an end to this financial ignorance and start financial literacy, and that's what Brother Nathaniel Evans is doing. He's giving you financial literacy. He's teaching you about an opportunity that is not a fantasy. It's not a sky, pie in the sky by and by. It is actually on the ground. Actual people with actual children at ages of 16 and 17 that are making tons of money. Why not you? Why not your child? Why not? Why not? And don't say because somebody didn't know, because Nathaniel is here. Brother Nathaniel is here explaining to you. You know, we always say, oh, we don't know because our community is not educated. But there are people out here educating you. There are people out here telling you what it's about. And hopefully, again, tomorrow, Nathaniel Evans can be on Dr. Benjamin's show, Experiencing Spiritual Unity and Meditation tomorrow. And let's continue to have this conversation. We got to beat this. We got to beat this thing down in people's heads. You can do it. This is the richest country in the world. There's more money in this country than people. There's no reason why everybody cannot participate at some level of the residual income, at some level of the level of finances that's available to this country. There's no reason why anybody should go hungry, homeless, helpless, drug addict, alcoholic, all these things are unnecessary. You have to put your money where your mouth is, and you have to get involved with opportunities that are going to bring you back a residual income. That's the key to financial success. Oprah said many, many times, if your money is not making money while you're sleeping, you're gonna wake up broke. And lo and behold, that's what's happening in our community. I personally faced it myself. I faced this demon myself personally. So I know what it is. We have to put it into this crisis. It's a crisis in the community where we have to go through this tremendous burden to get anything done. You know, it doesn't make any sense. We have to keep fighting these burdens and going through these crises. People, it's $15 for y'all who ain't got 35, 55, 100, 200 to invest. And I know y'all do have it because you buy Nike sneakers, and you get your hair done for 100, you get some new pet. Every week they're getting a shape up for $30, $20, whatever. Okay, you have the money. You have to sacrifice and put your money in an investment opportunity where your money can turn around. That's what you have to do. And until we get to that point where you're willing to invest, make a little sacrifice right now, so you can live a great life later on. It's going to be hard, people, when you get older and find out what Social Security retirement really looks like. It's going to be harder when you find out Social Security retirement might not even be available for some people 10, 20 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be hard.
Yeah,
if you don't have some kind of option B, you know, option C, D, F, and G, and to Z, you got to put the options together. That's very, very critical and very important. So I'm hoping that you guys...
Hello?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Yeah, I was saying that nobody has mercy on the poor. You know what I'm saying? So when you get older and you're 50, you're 60, 70 years old, and you're looking for people to help you that you've been helping your whole life, you know, when you was working and stuff like that, they're not going to help you. I was looking at a documentary the other day with Fazan, and he was saying that no one's going to come and save you, right? So you're looking for people to come and save you. You know, you think people are going to give you their $300, their $500, $600 when you find yourself in dire straits, and they're not going to do it. At this moment right now, we have opportunities, not just this platform. You know what I'm saying? There are many other opportunities out there for us as black people, you know what I'm saying, to actually come outside this rabbit hole that we actually been caged in, you know what I'm saying, according to our finances, right? It's a time where we can actually come together. We can actually put $10,000 together, $20,000 together, and work this one platform, you know what I'm saying, for our whole family unit and actually become rich within 6 months to a year, maybe even less than that. If we're moving like a beast, you know what I'm saying? And we on our grind. I've been to different places like Jacob Javits Center. I've been to Jacob Javits Center where they have about 2,000 people fighting to get into the room. They got to pay $25 just to get into the room. Then they got to listen to this speech because this guy, he tricked them. He changed Jacob Javits Center and a Lamborghini, you know what I mean, a yellow Lamborghini, and everybody sticks their Lamborghini and said, I want that Lamborghini, right? So when they open up the doors, they got to pay $25 to get into the door. We got almost over 1,000 people, you know what I'm saying? So they made their money just by getting people in the door, whether you sign up or not. They done made their money already. And then they would say things, and I've been there, they would say, well, you know, we got about 2,000-3,000 people in here, you know what I'm saying? But our reps only have, you know what I'm saying, 100 applications apiece, and we only got 10 reps. First come, first serve. And you should have saw the way people were storming those reps, giving them their money. And this program is $200, $300 program. They got to pay every single month, you know what I'm saying, because they're thinking that they're going to get this yellow Lamborghini. Right, and this is how they're making millions of dollars. So even if you don't make no money, they make millions of dollars. We got to stop throwing our money after images, after materialism. Because we see somebody in a BMW, we see somebody in a Tesla, we see somebody in a Lamborghini. Don't make it seem like we're going to get that. We got to work for that. They're the same way they worked for it or went and rented it out or whatever they did to deceive you, to make you think that they're more wealthy than you or more pompous than you, right? You have to work your business, and this is a platform where you can work even while you're doing your little 9-to-5 job. Bring all your coworkers in. You know what I'm saying? Invite them out to dinner and say you're going to pay for it. You know what I'm saying? And then give them a pitch. Let them come into the program. Somebody driving a car, say, listen, man, my friend called me the other day and say, he's dying from gas prices. Yo, these gas prices is killing me, man. I can't think. I can't take my girl out. My woman is mad at me because I don't have the same money that I had last year before the pandemic. So I sent them a video. I said, here go this video. Look at the gas prices. You got the ex-mayor, you know what I'm saying, one of these cities that's speaking about, you know what I'm saying, the fuel tax and how it's beneficial not only to your car, but also to the environment because it cuts down on emissions, right? And we got to understand that these cars are also associated to cancer, you know, like illnesses and stuff like that too. So we also preserving our environment for all the people that say that they're, you know, climate, you know what I'm saying, conscious. This is also a tool that you can use to benefit, you know what I'm saying, towards the climate, right? So this is a very great opportunity for those that want to become wealthy, for those that want to be in control of their lives, and for those that say that they want to basically protect the environment and the planet that we live on, and to protect their friends, family, and their loved ones.
Yeah, we're going to bring in Dr. Benjamin Bridges into the conversation as well and get some of his thoughts on this fantastic program.
Yes, sir, my brother. That was really nice what you were sharing. Actually, both of you, because the bottom line is that, you know, we do have to start to see things from a, you know, a more positive perspective. And the thing about it is a lot of times we're seeing that, you know, we're just stuck in poverty, but we're going to know. We got these great opportunities. This program here is one of them that can really free people from poverty and help them to be able to really see a way to get out of all of this financial struggle and negativity that they're going through. But if you're just talking about putting up 15, or like you said earlier, you could put up, you know, $30 or $100, you know, which is not a huge amount of money. This kind of cash could actually benefit you and come back to you double or quadruple, you know, into your pocket. And that's a good thing because once you start to get a nice stream of income coming to you like that, that's a good thing because, you know, most of our folks, once they get money from their job, they just spend it. And then that's it, you know, and that's the reason why, you know, as my brother was saying earlier, Oprah was saying, hey, if you're not making no money while you're sleeping, you know, with, you know, you're investing into different projects that could actually bring you, you know, serious amounts of money back into your wallet or into your purse, then basically what the bottom line is that you're not really thinking from a positive perspective where you can really make money and become someone that's going to be making hundreds of thousands or even millions of dollars. But these are things that we can do, but we just have to educate our people to understand that investing in good projects is really something that we need to do. Just doing a, you know, $30,000 or $40,000 or $50,000 a year job, I'm not saying that that's a terrible thing, but at the same time, if you got a stream of income that's coming in that's paying you hundreds of thousands during the year or even millions of dollars during the year, that's even a million times better. And that's the thing that we need to know. We have to add that in to our picture. And once we start to add those streams of income into our income that we're going to be receiving on a monthly and yearly basis, then basically that's going to really improve our lives tremendously. And that's the thing that we need to do, because once we start to really plug into a program like my brother's talking about right now, you know, you know, whether you, and the thing about it, it just doesn't have to only be with the gas tablets. It can also be with holistic health, you know, healthy products. It can be with, you know, a number of other products that they have available. So whatever you feel comfortable with, you can run with that and, you know, turn people onto it and see what you can do to, you know, better your financial situation. And like you said earlier, I mean, it doesn't take a genius to figure out the fact that even if you don't want to go out and tell people about it, you can use it just for your own car, where you're using the gas tablets to, you know, cut down on the expense of it and see that you're doubling the amount of gas that you're going to get by investing into the product. So these are things that you can do that can really be game changers for your life. But the bottom line is that we just have to keep an open mind and open heart to knowing that these are things that we can do. And also, when you start to see examples of other people like Brother Norman and how his income is increasing, and other people as well, like Sister Denise and so forth, these are people that can really start to show you that it's not a joke, it's not a scam, but this is something, if you do put the money in, just like Brother Norman is making an increase in his income now, you can do the same thing. And that's a good thing when you have someone that's showing you results that are positive, that really can make the money. That's a big difference in just somebody talking out the side of their mouth just to get your money and then disappear. And that's not what's happening here. They're trying to show you that this can really bring about a financial change in your life that can really matter. And this is something that our people need to talk about more so and get involved with more so. And once we start doing that, we're going to really see a huge increase in our income. We're going to see an opportunity to better our lives. Because when people are struggling financially and they don't have the money for food, they don't have the money for really for transportation, they don't have the money to, you know, even make ends meet on a number of different, you know, scenarios or situations, then basically it causes a very emotional, depressed situation that a lot of people are in. And how you can free yourself from the slavery of poverty is to really start to say, well, how can I get the heck out of this dungeon of poverty so that I can actually improve my life? And Brother Norman is now bringing you an opportunity that can show you a way out. And that's the thing. We deserve to get out of the terrible, terrible situation of poverty. But the main thing that we have to know is that we need the dough. And how can you get that dough? And that's by using the proper techniques and knowledge of utilizing these different systems like Brother Norman is sharing with you on how you can actually make it happen. So all I can say at this point is that we really need to start to focus on really changing the negativity of seeing that, you know, we're just stuck in poverty by seeing that Brother Norman does show that we can be freed from this negative situation, and that's what we really need to do. So Brother Norman, if you can come on board with us again and share some more information on this, that would be great. And as I said, I'm really glad to see that you are an example of what's happening at this time.
Nathaniel Evans.
Yes, that's Nathaniel Evans.
Are
you still there, my brother?
Yeah, I'm still here, but no, I didn't correct you because Norman is also connected to this platform. And Norman then made money off of this platform, and he's continued to make money off this platform. I also ran across a man named Tuan Zell that actually is making a lot of money off this platform. He speaks about it in high regard. You know, he does every week he does a Zoom actually explaining the intricacies of this platform and how just a group of people that care about each other can actually become wealthy. You know, people right now, they want to go to restaurants, you know, they want to go on cruises, they want to go on vacations. When you look at the stories that they're having right now about people going to restaurants, it's not good stories. People going on vacations, people going on vacation and turn them missing. People are killing people on vacation, right? People going on these different trips and things, right? It's not beneficial for us economically to keep feeding into all these different economical systems, but we're not feeding into one another. We're not benefiting one another lives, but we're feeding Nike, we're feeding Target, we're feeding Starbucks, you know what I'm saying? We're feeding BBQs and all these different places that we're going to, hospital and restaurants and things of that nature, but then we leave out of these places, we're broke. We're depleted, right? We got to go back to work to get that money back that we spent for entertainment, right? So I think it's really important in this time right now to really start seeing where is our money going, right? Where is our money going? What are we actually doing with this money? I can sit down and talk to 10 people that's in my family. And as soon as I say, yo, man, each one of y'all give me $150, give me $50, $15 so we can start making some money. Well, I got bills. You know, I got some stuff going on. And then I'll say, all right, you know, and then they'd be like, oh, let's go to a tiny restaurant and get something to eat. Let's go to McDonald's and get something to eat. Right after the conversation, right? They go to McDonald's and spend $20, $30, $40 at McDonald's. Right? When they didn't even need it. It ain't got no nutrition in it. You know what I'm saying? It's not healthy food. You know what I'm saying? But it's just something that they can see where their money going at. But it got to come out of them. You see what I'm saying? It doesn't benefit us in the long run to actually say that we have friends and families. We're going to cook out. You know, we're going to gatherings together. You know, we're going to restaurants and stuff together. But we can't invest in one another. We're not buying properties together. We're not buying land together. You know, we're not changing our social environment, our economical environment. You know what I'm saying? And we can actually see a testament of men not coming together when we're looking at older men that's in our community that's 60, 70 years old, and now they're on the corner asking for a dollar, asking for $5, asking for you to get them something to eat, right? They're in homeless shelters at the age of 60 years old and 70 years old because they could no longer pay the rent that they was paying when they was in, when they had strength when they was in their younger years. When we're in our younger years, you know what I'm saying, like Moses says in the scriptures, come to me in the day of your strength. He wants you in the days of your strength, when you're strong, when you're powerful, when you can make errors, and when you can fail and get back up, that's when you go out there and do it in your strength. You don't wait until you're 70 years old, 80 years old, and all of a sudden you need money. You need capital. You needed that when you had your strength. So when you get 70, 80 years old and you don't got no strength, your money could be your strength for you. I see it in every community I go in, every five boroughs I go in. I've been in Atlanta. I see the same thing. When I was in Atlanta, I saw the same thing. The young men, you know, they have no opportunities going on, and I came out there and said, yo, let's do this, let's do this, let's do that. But we able to work for other people, but not work for ourselves. Why we can't have a meeting every 2 weeks to find out what's going on with ourselves financially and find out what we can put into the kitty, you know what I'm saying, to invest. Right? I've been a part of SuSu's and all those different things. I've never gotten nothing out of none of those things, but I actually invested in those things. Right? I've invested in cryptocurrency. I'd have been on Robinhood. I'd invested in Charles Schwab. Even invested in some of those betting games for football and baseball and basketball and all those different things. And they're not going to make you rich. They're not going to make you financially wealthy. This platform and up will make us wealthy and will give us a peace of mind. You know, you can't become successful in this life if you don't have a peace of mind, right? Things will go crazy for you, right? You'll be stressed out, and then things will just start collapsing on you because you're stressed out. You can't think. You can't make your appointments. You can't be on time for events that you need to be on time for. You know what I'm saying? You can't finish that last sentence in your book, you know what I'm saying, because you're so distracted because your economics, you know what I'm saying, is haywire, right? This is the time right now when we say that we care about one another. This is a point, a part of like life insurance, invested in yourself. At the end of the day, you can cash out on a cash value. You can use that cash value to use different, to use it in different elements of your life. You know what I'm saying? And you can be at peace knowing that, you know, I'm not in a hardship. I'm not going to suffer. I can write a will. I can create a trust for me and my family. I can create an organization and put the organization in the trust. I can come up with an idea and I can copyright it, even though copyright may cost me $200 to $500, maybe even $1,000. But I got money, so I can come up with an idea. You know what I'm saying? And I can copyright the idea without having any worries about my finances, right? It's about using one platform to create another. All these people that we worship, like even when, you know, Guy Kowalski, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, right? Master in the Four Quadrants, right? This man is an entrepreneur. If you read in this man's book, he fell time and time again, time and time again, time and time again, until he got the right platform, until he got the right system, he put it in place, and now everybody's writing his, reading his books. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to basically hire him to come put their organization together. People want to go to his camps so they can learn his secret, and they're going to pay $10,000, $20,000 to be a part of this camp adventure for 5 days, right, after you become wealthy. And I think that's one of the issues with black people. I think that that's one of the things that make us poor. We look to worship rich people. We look to worship people that actually have succeeded in something that we want to do, but we negate to look at the backstory. We never go to the backstory. We never say, all right, let me read this person's autobiography. Let me find out what this person was going through. Let me find out what challenges that they was facing. Let me find out what strongholds that they was going through. Like Tyler Perry, he lived out his car for a long period of time. And he sat there in that car and he wrote script after script after script after script, right? But now he's a multi-billionaire. He done created his own studio. And the studio is to benefit black actors that have been underpaid for centuries in this industry, right? This is what this is about. This is about creating systems so we can create more systems so we can have better systems for ourselves and our own lives instead of depending on the systems of others to benefit us, like Reverend Ross says, Social Security and stuff like that, that's not going to benefit you. What you going to do with $600 a month? $600 a week. What are you going to do with $600 a month? You've been spending $600 a week for the last 40 years. How can you be content with $600 a month now when you get to 65 years old and 70 years old and you've been spending $600 a week for over 40 years? You just can't turn that switch off like that. That's why they say most people retire, they die right after, right? Because they realize that I can't survive the way I used to survive. I can't go out the way I want to go out. I can't do for my grandchildren the way I want to do for my grandchildren. I can't even get me a sugar mommy or sugar dad because I ain't got no money. I'm broke now, right? So they stop living even though they're living because what they're retiring for does not match up to the lifestyle that they was living, the same before they retired. So we have to stop looking at small things and start actually looking at the bigger picture. Getting to the big fish, you know what I'm saying? Thinking beyond, you know what I'm saying, mediocrity, because systems don't care for you. They will cut you off, you know what I'm saying? I done sat there in these mental health organizations and watched my clients' benefits get cut off. And they say, what I supposed to do now, man? I ain't got no benefits now. I ain't got no welfare money coming in. My family, you know, they kind of threw at me. I kind of burned some bridges, so I can't get no money from them. Next thing you know, they're in jail. They're doing robberies and things of that nature. They're doing burglaries. They're breaking into cars, right, because they don't know how to survive now. And we're looking at
that old syndrome.
That's right.
that old Addict Syndrome, idle time, the Devil's Workshop, and things, and you definitely
right.
can see that's what it is. But we're on the other side of the hour now. We're gonna go for commercial break, and we're gonna come right
okay.
back with Mr. Nathaniel Evans and Dr. Benjamin Bridges and Ms. Carolyn Schmemp, the Enigma, and we're gonna continue this conversation, people, and we're gonna see how we can connect it with one another. How we can come together, and a lot of people tell me, well, my family's negative about this, negative about that, my friends are negative. Well, I think you need to give up on you need to go and find new people.
Create a new circle.
And sometimes you have to go away from family and friends. It's too familiar.
Yeah.
You're too familiar to them.
Yeah.
Sometimes a stranger will work better working in programs like
yeah.
this. Somebody walks up to you
yeah.
on the line at the supermarket complaining about their financial conditions, offer them this opportunity. Somebody's complaining about the gas at the gas station, offer this opportunity. Somebody's complaining about buying their kids clothes and taking care of food and rent and mortgages and leasing car payments and you know, offer them an opportunity. Offer them these programs as a means and ways to get financial freedom and independence and break away from that financial suffering that we all do. So we're going to go for a commercial break, and we're going to be right back in a few.
Yeah. Oh. Entertainment. Worldwide. Network. We on live. We in your speakers. And on your mind. Ten o'clock. We on time.
Yes, this is Lenny Williams. I'm out here in Oakland, California.
I'm Lisa Lay. I'm on payment with NWA, Dr. Dre, and Eazy-E.
It's Just Will, Black Pearl Entertainment artist, newly signed to I Am Jesus Records. You're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., CEO. Coming to you live, this is business, so pay attention.
Yo, it's your boy LV the Slap Fiend, and I'm over here chilling with my guy, The Plug, Don Jr., CEO, Entertainment Worldwide Network Radio. You dig?
What's good, homie? This your boy, Big D.
It's your folk, Checkin' Traps.
This your peeps, Captain Mac.
I let your boy, Boss Lena.
Your boy, Brick Boy Rico.
It's your boy, Joe Dirt.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy, Buddha, a.k.a. Buddy Mouse.
Yo, what's good? This is Vic Percy Jones.
And Big Cell is now in your area.
Yo, this your boy, Mr. Hampton.
It's your girl, Lady Duet.
It's just Rich Gates.
This your bro, JT, Mr. Guaranteed the Rick.
Yo, this your dude, Insane G.
What up? This your boy, Jihad, a.k.a. J Hood.
Yo, this your folks, Young Birds.
Yo, this your folk, GB Cooley.
Yo, this is Mike G Jungle. Hey, what it do? It's your boy, Size Money.
This your boy, Big Chad Domingo.
Bye-bye. Salute the big dog.
This your boy, Jay Futuristic.
This your folk, Lil Raheem. You did.
I am Geronimo Beals. Off the deep end. Getting blessings. Wise Life Records. And you're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., the CEO, coming to you live.
Hey, what it do? This is Charlie Boy, the Versatile Charlie.
You're listening to the hottest radio station.
Are you ready to be inspired, uplifted, enlightened, and entertained? Judge Joe Brown is an all-American judge, lawyer, and television personality. Judge Joe Brown was raised in the Crenshaw District of Los Angeles, California. Overcoming the harsh streets of L.A., he graduated at the top of his class from Dorsey High School. He then went on to earn his bachelor's degree in political science at UCLA. Judge Joe Brown is a member of the Phi Alpha fraternity and became the first African-American prosecutor in Memphis, Tennessee. He then opened his own practice before becoming a judge on the state criminal court of Shelby County, Tennessee. Judge Joe Brown was then thrusted into the national spotlight, proceeding over James Earl's last appeal for race conviction for the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He then caught the attention of producers of Judge Judy and is now the arbiter of his own arbitration-based reality court TV show that has been recorded for over 16 years. This show is syndicated on Bounce and available to millions of homes across America. Judge Joe Brown has been on a mission to educate the leaders of the future and has started a movement titled Sag Pants Equals a Sag Mind. This is a call to action. Let's talk and change the world. Judge Joe Brown is ready to speak at your next event. Follow Judge Joe Brown at Judge Joe Brown TV on Twitter. This message has been brought to you by 2 Deep, owner of KFSM Radio and Bloody Rain Productions, and Pastor Don Jr., CEO of The Winning Team. Contact 2 Deep at 337-936-5176 or Pastor Don Jr. at 818 818- 358-5722.
The NEO Project is a business network collective of professional CEOs, community leaders, doctors, recording artists, label owners, lawyers, judges, business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major connections across the globe. For more information, visit www.myprojectneo.org or call 800-249-8830. We have a live conference call. Join in the conversation hosted by Dr. Rev Robinson Sr. and Dr. Winborn. Share your ideas about growing your business. New ideas, featured partner, video promo, social media, exposure, rotation, profit sharing, meetups at your establishment. Join the conference call on Blog Talk Radio Thursday and Friday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Sunday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Live Talk with Eva. Call 347-857-1311. Press 1 to speak on freeconferencecall.com. Saturday, 12 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Call into 515-604-9642. Access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, hashtag T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, call 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, dial 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. Financial consulting and investments, call DSNR Consultants LLC Corporate Office, 914-363-9007. Text 518-866-7605. Email RevRunRobinson, RevRun11 at gmail.com. Shout out to Pastor Don, Jr. CEO, and Keisha Miss, CEO, the 300 Elite members, also 3 Max and a Nerd, and Andrea's Talent Management.
Fashion is so seductive, live.com. Log on to soseductivelive.com. So Seductive Live has the best apparel from Gucci, Prada, Fendi, Guess, Rolex, Nike, Tiana Michelle, True Religion, Louis Vuitton.
Greetings, I'm Miss K, CEO and founder of So Seductive Shoes and Fashion. I started my company to keep you informed. Log on to soseductivelive.com. I believe in fashion, so Seductive is fun and needs to be seen. I want to inspire people just like you. I want someone to look at me and say, because of you, I didn't give up. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I am Miss K, CEO and founder of So Seductive Shoes and Fashion. You can find me on your favorite social network at Keisha Miss CEO. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com.
There's a lot to learn in the music business, and without a teacher, it gets even harder and very costly. Introducing the Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint. Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, has put together a detailed book to take your career to the next level in the entertainment business. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint will teach you the do's and don'ts of the entertainment industry, starting from the beginning to the end. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint covers the topics of business plan, logo design, CD design layout, sales, radio airplay, CD marketing strategy, massive emailing, CD sales one sheet, press kit, media kit, online media kit, internet marketing, MP3 online distribution, hip-hop blog sites, hip-hop magazines, hip-hop DVDs, mixtapes, street teams, music publishing and royalties, music lawyers, tour booking, and more. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint is available only by contacting Don Jr., CEO, at 818-358-5722 or email donjrceo@gmail.com.
Do you need more exposure? Do you need more fans? Are you planning to be wealthy and successful in business? The 365 Days of Radio campaign is a business training program teaching you how to build your brand, business, product, or service, how to meet and network with people in other cities, how to make connections with other business owners, and how to talk about your business on an open platform. All the tools you need before you speak to investors, advertisers, and or sponsors. Are you ready to receive money and make it to the next level? Education is the key to success, and experience is the best teacher. Learn from the comfort of your own personal remote location. The 365-day radio campaign is a business training program. For business training, tuition, schedules, and fees, please call Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and the winning team at 818-358-5722. That's right, Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team at 818-358-5722.
Yeah, oh, entertainment. Work. We all live. We in your speakers. And on your mind. On your mind. 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. We on time.
In dangerous times, and you never know when you'll need a lawyer. Introducing Legal Shield. Get legal help 24/7. For over 47 years, people from all walks of life have joined our community and our mission to empower and protect. Wait, there's more! Become a sales associate and watch your commission grow with every sale. We are working together to change the negatives into positives. Business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major corporations all across the globe. We focus on business education, advertising, so that everyone can see the return on their investment. Visit our website at robinsonir38.wearelegalshield.com. Or for more information, contact Dr. Ron Robinson at 914-363-9007 or 203-515-7167 or 914-530-5876. Again, visit us at our website at www.robinsonr38.wearelegalshield.com.
We're proud to announce a new program, Private Funding Sources, coming through DSNR Consultants, LLC, coming through Vortex, Private Lending, Private Funding Sources, and Sky Limit Private Lending Sources. You can get $10 million if you have a good structured business plan. There's no credit check. There's no monthly bank statements with X amount of hundreds of thousands a month in your bank account of your business. There's no having a tremendous millions of dollars of assets, of personal assets, checks. All of that stuff is not done. If you got a good, if it's intellectual property, if it's a movie, if it's a music, if it's a concert, if it's a car business, it's a manufacturing business, you just implemented something, you just created something, you just manufactured something, that would be a tremendous help to the consumer market. And you have this product and you have extremely good business proposal, executive summary, budget, and exit plan, you can get $10 to $20 million at 5%, 3 years with a 2-year option. 5%, 3 years with a 2-year option, and $30,000 security deposit. A $30,000 security deposit, 100% refundable. This is done through lawyers in the banking and insurance industry. If you want $20 million, it's $60,000 with your business plan. Your security deposit, again, is 100% refundable. So if you have a business, you've been trying to seeking money, you've been conventionally going to conventional banking and financing and lending institutions, hard money guys, and they're giving you a 14%, 18%, 20%, I can hear 25% interest rate. You can come to DSNR Consultants, LLC. Give me a call at 518-866-7605, 518-866-7605, 518-866-7605. Give me a call, Ron Robinson, DSNR Consultants, LLC, and I will put you in touch with the financial procedures, and I will get you the necessary documentation. You can take it to your attorney, have your attorney overlook all the documents for you. That's it. And that's a good purpose of having Legal Shield. Legal Shield is also a business legal representative as well. They represent your business. You can sign your company up for Legal Shield, and they will represent your business in all aspects of business law. Whether somebody's suing you, whether you're suing somebody, whether you need contractual analysis, they'll go over contracts for you and make sure everything is secure with one of the major law firms in your state. The thing I love about Legal Shield, it's the biggest law firms in your state that cover all aspects of law. So if you like what you hear about DSNR Consultants and the new financing program, and you want to get involved and you want to have a lawyer available to overlook it, call Ron Robinson at 203-515-7167, 203-515-7167, and we can discuss Legal Shield, how you can join that. But if you're interested in taking advantage of these 10 to $20 million loans where you put in all you submit is your good structured business proposal, executive summary, your exit plan, and your budget. If you have a well-structured business that you can acquire that you need $10 million or you need $20 million with a good structured business plan, security, a refundable security deposit of $30,000, you can get $10 million with a structured business plan, as I request, as I explained, and $60,000, you can get $20 million. All this is done through law firms and is legally done. It's contractual obligations submitted. You can take these before you give them one dime, before you give us one penny, we want you to be 100% satisfied. You can take these contractual obligations to your attorney, to whoever, let them look it over, check it out, scrutinize it, go through it. It's done through the banking industry and the insurance industry. It's 100% secure. So if you're interested in taking advantage of these programs, this financial investment programs, call 518-866-7605, 518-866-7605. If you're interested in getting involved and being a part of, a member of Prepaid Legal, if you want to be a representative and represent Prepaid Legal and sign up people, businesses, sign up their identity theft, sign up their personal home, sign up their personal information, their background, and bring them in, even as associates, as you want to be associate to sell Prepaid Legal, or you want to be a member of Prepaid Legal, you want to bring in others in Prepaid Legal, you can do this and you can get a handsome compensation for it. Give me a call, Ron Robinson, at 203-515-7167, 203-515-7167, and we'll discuss Legal Shield. If you're interested in the loan, $10 million, $20 million, give me a call, and you're liquid, and you have access to immediately $30,000 if you need $10 million, $60,000 if you need $20 million, and you have immediate access to it. You got your business plan in place. You got your structured business existing. You're accumulating funds. You're expanding the business, or you're starting a brand new business on the market that can show how you can penetrate the market, and you'll be able to pay back 5% over 5 years. You got a 3-year repayment and a 2-year option at 5%. So give me a call in reference to that at 518-866-7605. And we're going back now to the discussion with Mr. Nathaniel Evans and the opportunity of the investing this money of $15 and $25 and $25, $100, whatever, buying these packages where you can turn your money, your investment, into a residual income that can become generational wealth for your children and your family. You can have all of them participate in it, and you can benefit it as the years go by and as the years accumulate, as time passes. People, the reason you do not have family wealth, the reason that generational poverty or financial struggle or people stay middle class or working class for the generations. I know families that they're all working class. They're a janitor. They work for the sanitation department. They work for New York City Police Department. They work for the post office. They work in the welfare system. They work social services, children, child welfare. You know, there are people who are professors at university. The mama's a professor, the doctor, the daddy's a professor, the children's professors. You know, people pick up these professions and they pass it on to their children. Generational wealth can be passed on if you have it to pass on. But you do have that sanitation job to pass on. You got that postal worker job to pass on. You have that professor at the university, the colleges, the instructors. You have that to pass on. You're a math electrician. You pass that on to your children. You know, you're a master plumber. You pass that on to your children. You're a carpenter. You pass it on to your children. You're still welcome. You pass that on to your children. You're a farmer like me, where I come from, South Carolina, a chain. Both my families are chain, generation of sharecropping. first we were enslaved, and then after they freed the slaves, we became sharecroppers, servicing Mr. Charlie's farm so that we can purchase our own farm. So that was passed on to me generation to generation, but that's not what I wanted to do. I wanted to be a psychologist, and I wanted to be independently wealthy, and those two things, God has blessed me with those things. Over a period of years, I have experienced that. But we pass these things on to our children. You know, you pass on what you have to offer. So if you're offering a teacher or a teacher assistant or a sanitation worker or a janitorial person in the public school system, you know, if you're a social worker, if you know, whatever you are, a cab driver, you know, a water skier, a diver, whatever it is, you pass these things on. Your children see you do it. They get a desire to do it, and they do it. You know, I'm just so happy that my parents did pass on business. They went to business at 18 years old, bought a grocery store and a restaurant in Harlem, and they started in the business world, passing on to me. But they desired that my brothers and I do go to college, do go to university, get a degree, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, in which I did, but I love business. That was my fancy. That was to my heart. I love business, and my younger children also, like me, love business. So I can pass that on to them as well. And so what I'm saying is this. You pass on what you have, and African-American people have been denied participation, full participation in the economy for the last 400 years. It's only really the last 50 years that you can say we penetrated the general economic market in America, that we are full participants, not only consumers, but business percentages in the marketplace here in America. We have full participation over the last 50 years, and we don't really have full participation because there's a whole bunch of stuff that we're missing. And Mr. Nathaniel Evans is saying, okay, you missed that boat, but catch this boat. Don't miss this boat. You're missing too many boats, brothers and sisters. And if you miss the boat, your children are going to miss the boat, your grandchildren are going to miss the boat, so forth and so on, and that could happen. Nathaniel, you know, sometimes we miss the boat and it happens, but we can get back on.
That's true, man. That's true. Because, you know, I've had an experience this week that really touched me, man. You know, I got a cousin that a couple of years ago, he was doing really good for himself. You know, he claimed he had reached millionaire status and stuff like that, but he was really into the wholesale retail business, you know, market in the streets, you know, in the community. And I would go to him from time to time and say, listen, I was doing my research. I found this hot product, and we could buy the product for $1 and sell it for $40. And you hear me? It sounded like you went dead. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, go right ahead, a little louder into the mic.
Okay. I couldn't hear that. It went dead. Yeah, so I had my cousin of mine. I would go to him from time to time, and I have some great ideas that we both can actually become wealthy with applying. And I have a lot of cousins from my father's side that we could bring all of them in, and we can actually work the business. And every time I went to him to do business, he would tell me that he doesn't need any more business. He doesn't need any more ideas or concepts. He's set for life, right? And this weekend itself, I ran into my cousin, and now he's back out there walking the pavements again and selling items on the street because he lost all that money that he had, right? And that hurt me, you know, to see that my cousin had got to this level because he didn't want to help people that's in his family, you know, people that he said he cared about, people that he said he loved, reach a level that he reached to basically continue on, you know, this system of financial wealth, you know what I mean, amongst one another. Instead of just want to be the only one that's rich in your family, right? Look for other people in your family to become rich as well. If you have a grandiose opportunity, if you have a golden ticket, don't just take the golden ticket and put it in your drawer and say the ticket only belongs to me. Share that ticket with the people that you say that you love, the people that you say care about you, the people that was there for you in your darkest hours, the people that cash out you money so you was, when you wasn't able to eat or drink anything, right? The people that sent you money when you got stuck in another country or, you know what I'm saying, or you ran out of gas on the highway, right? Think about these people when you find something that's good, when you find something that's wholesome in the world, and share it with those people, right? So they can be on a higher level just like you. So in case something were to happen to you, let's say you got sick or, you know, or you needed somebody to be a power of attorney over your affairs or over even with your doctors and things of that nature, you have people that will basically be there for you because you was there for them to help them get to higher levels. This is not just about economics. And that's what I think a lot of people are misconstrued. This creating wealth is not just about economics, right? It's about creating a foundation around you, a foundation that you can stand on. People think the book of Job was only about Job being punished by God for mysterious reason because the devil told him to do so. No, the book of Job was way more deeper than Job falling by the devil or by the Most High punishing him. It's about the foundations that he created. He lost all those things that he accumulated. He was the most richest man in that kingdom, and he went to become the poorest man in that kingdom. But during that time, he had three friends that came out to seek him, right? Don't forget that they came out initially to seek him out and to make sure he was okay. They started coming at him and started saying certain things to him because they didn't understand his fall because he was greater than them. But at the end of the day, after Job went through his test, and after Job actually, you know, being satisfied the curiosity in the heart of Most High, the Most High put him back on a higher plateau. And from that point on, Job was able to live a humble life because Job wasn't humble before his fall. He was arrogant. He was full of himself. He thought that he could never fall, right? And the scriptures in that book right there showed you, no matter how great you become in the world, you have to create a safety net. Create a safety net with your Lord. Create a safety net with your friends, with your family, with your loved ones. You know what I'm saying? With strangers in the streets. You know what I mean? When I was younger, I had women that make it their business to know who I was. How you doing, man? How you doing? And I would always say hi. And then if they get in trouble, if some guy try to beat them up or God try to rape them or rob them, I would come to the aid. So, yo, that's my homegirl right there. What are you doing, man? Right? Why? Because she took the time out when she saw me and said, how are you doing today? What's going on? You know what I'm saying? We might have a little, you know, 2 minute, 3 minute conversation. She'd go about her way. But any time I see that woman again and she finds herself in danger, I will come to her aid. And it happened time and time and time again. Economics is not about money. It's about our wealth as a people and what foundation that we want to stand on. How do we want to be known in the world? How do we want people to treat us in the world? This is what economics is about. We're getting misconstrued. We're missing the lesson, right? Passing on legacies is really, really important. And not just legacies of money, but legacies of integrity, legacies of promise, legacies of having mercy and compassion upon other people. Would you take your shoes off your feet if somebody needs them outside, knowing you got 100 pair of shoes in the house? You would say, nah, I don't want to walk around barefooted. But you're only going to walk around barefooted for 20 minutes, 30 minutes. You're probably going to walk around barefooted if you don't get a sneaker fight for the next 2 to 3 months. When you actually take your sneakers off and give your sneakers to this individual. This is what economics is about. It's about creating assurances in our lives, knowing that people that we help to get to certain levels, you know what I'm saying, under the grace of the Most High, will actually come back and assist us in our time of need. No man believes he's going to fall. Every man believes he's a giant in his own life, especially when he's doing good. He never sees the fall. Today I went to a rally today. A friend of mine, you know, he wound up losing his life on Rikers Island. And I was in contact, close contact with his family and stuff like that while he was out here, while he was alive, while he was trying to get himself together, you know, and the family, you know, him, me and his aunt have a conversation today, and we laughed about it. You know, we said that we weren't able to help Elijah, our friend, our family member, when he was alive. But now we're fighting for him in his death. We're honoring his life. We're out here being politicians, getting involved in politics. You know what I'm saying? Speaking about his name, even thinking about creating foundations under his name to make sure other men like him don't die in Rikers Island. This is a legacy. You know what I'm saying? That he left. He didn't even think about leaving it. He didn't even know he's going to leave this legacy that we actually trying to fight for his life. Now, we fought for his life when he was alive, but we wasn't able to save him. Right? But now, we might have been able to save him, but we could save others. Our economics save the lives of not just ourselves, for other people that surround us. When we don't use our economics the right way, we die in shame. We might die with money, but we'll die in shame. We'll die around people that will mistreat us, right, that will force us to sign documentations on our deathbed. You know what I'm saying? A friend of mine, I just talked to her 2 weeks ago. She said her aunt is in the hospital and people, you know, her daughter is pinching her. She's mistreating her in the hospital, and the aunt is telling her how she's being mistreated. Right? You want to have people, and my friend said she runs to the hospital every single day before her daughter get there to make sure that she don't get pissed anymore. You know what I'm saying? To make sure that she be at peace, you know what I'm saying, while she's suffering in this hospital fighting for her life. Legacies, man. Legacies are profound, and they have little to do with money. It has to do with way more than money. It has to do with life itself. We read all these Hebrew texts. We read all these Bibles. We read these Qurans. You know what I'm saying? We read these strolls. They all say the same thing. Unification. 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 How do you create a religious group without unification? You need multiple people to come into a religious group to create a religious group. How do you create a book club if you don't have no books? Right? These are the things that we need to understand on how to come together, feed one another at the table. Don't always look to have the bigger meat. Spread the meat out. Sometimes take the smaller meat. You might not even be hungry. You might just be a glutton. You know what I mean? Spread it out. Let other people benefit, you know what I'm saying, from the wealth in this land. Let other people enjoy life the same way you sought to enjoy life. Would you say that you had a BMW for 10 years and now you're going to let somebody else have the BMW because you don't need to experience the BMW anymore? Most of the time people would say, no, I want to experience the BMW until I die. Right, I'm not going to give the BMW away now and start taking a train and bus because I think I'm worthy of always having a BMW. And no one else should have my BMW because it's my BMW. This platform that we're talking about and many others, specifically this platform for $15, $15 is not going to do anything for you in this society other than to invest it in something that's going to generate itself over and over and over and over and over again and show you promise in your life. I invested $15. I didn't cast out $100. I didn't cast out money. I spent money from the platform. I took money and invested money back into the platform, right? I helped other men that invest in the platform reinvest back into the platform. I showed men how to get their virtual card, how to get their physical card. I've used this platform not only for myself, but for other people. This is a legacy that we leave. If I die tomorrow, I won't always have a bad name. Some people will probably remember me for the good that I did. You know what I'm saying? That I actually did try to help, and I did try to assist other people moving forward where I was seeking to move forward myself. You know what I'm saying? It's about eating bread together, you know what I'm saying, when there's not a lot of bread, right? But then eventually we can get to the point where we say, you know what? We have a lot of bread now, but we got a mansion together, right? We created businesses together. We bought land and property together. This is what this is about. This is why we're doing these things. This is why this radio show is on every day, every Friday, every Saturday. All throughout the week, different pioneers and different leaders come on this platform, you know what I'm saying, to share, you know what I'm saying, life with other people. Because we care about life. That's why this radio show is here. We care about life. We want people to be successful. We're happy that other people will become successful. you know, and we hoping that if people find great ideas like we have found the land, that they will also share those ideas and those platforms with us. Because if I make a million, I'm going to need to make more than a million because my expenses are going to increase if I make a million. So I'm going to need money to basically maintain those expenses. I just can't live off $1 million. If I got children or grandchildren and things of that nature, you know what I mean? If I like to travel and I like to find the things or I got a hobby and stuff like that, I need to pay for those things, right? So I want other people to introduce platforms to me, systems to me that's going to help me generate money, you know what I'm saying, with little or no effort, because this platform here is little or no effort. You can create this platform, $15, go on your social media platform, talk about it every single day, and every day get one person to sign up. In a month, you have 30 people under your platform. In 2 months, you have 60 people. In 3 months, you have 90. Do the math. And if any people buy the packages, you also get residual income from those packages that they're actually buying. And now you got capital to take to the bank and say, listen, I make residual income. I need a loan for this amount of money. Here go my money right here. I'll put this money in the bank. I'm going to need a loan against this money. I want to buy this land. I want to buy this property. I want to buy this car dealership. I want to buy this Gucci store. I want to buy this franchise because now I have residual income. That's what they respect. They respect to see that you have money coming in on a consistent basis. And now you're able to do a lot more things with money because now you have economical power. It's more than your physical power. Economical power is going to carry you a long way. And this is why we're doing it. Three or four people coming together, creating this foundation for each other. Now they all can eat together. They all can be successful together. And sometimes, you know, things didn't work out in the past. You know, your family didn't help you in the past, or you didn't help your family in the past. Get over that. Get over that. Reverend Warren said it the best. You passing on jobs. How you pass on jobs? Jobs is not a legacy. You can't go right into your father's old role. You might work for the company, but you can't go right into his old role if he was a director, if he was the vice president or president, you automatically say, okay, well, her father was the president, so we're going to make her the president now because he passed away. No, you might never reach to be a president in that organization. There's no legacy in working for a nonprofit. There's no legacy in working for a corporation. There's no legacy in working for the government. These are jobs. You can't pass them on. This is what's important. So is it a mediocre thing to connect with each other, or is it a hard thing to connect with each other? These are the things that we have to ask ourselves. And we're all going to get older. We're going to see our friends and family as they get older, right? If our friends and family might reach out to us and ask us to help them, or you might be like, you know, I'm not even in a position to help you because I didn't apply myself the right way. I don't got residual income. I didn't follow the example that Oprah Winfrey told me, that Kevin Hart talked about, that Jay-Z talked about. You know what I mean? I didn't follow none of these examples. Reverend Ron talked about it. I didn't follow none of these examples. I just let everything go in one ear out the other. And now I'm in my 60s and I'm suffering and I'm getting $600 a month, you know what I'm saying, for Social Security. Or maybe I don't even qualify for Social Security because I got sick and I was out of work for 5 years. And that 5 years was the 5 years I needed for my Social Security to accumulate so I can get a payout. My mother retired as a teacher. She took an early retirement. People said, no, don't take an early retirement. She said, I'm tired of teaching. I'm just tired of this job, man. Took an early retirement, and she was getting $300 a month for her retirement. Every month she called me for money. Every single month. Because she couldn't survive. And she said, I worked for this system for 17 years, and I'm only getting $300 a month for my early retirement. She had to move out of New York City to move into Atlanta, the outskirts of Atlanta, just so she could find an apartment, you know, saying that money could sustain her with. But she wasn't able to buy food. She had a problem with her light, with her gas. She didn't have no money to have a vehicle. She had vehicles in New York. She didn't have no money to get a vehicle or to even maintain a vehicle in her early retirement. This is not something to look forward to. You know, and even when she passed on, she left no legacy. There was nothing there. There was no will. There was no trust. There was no hidden safety deposit box with massive diamonds and jewelry in it, right? There was nothing there. So it was like if she was here and then she was gone and now she's just gone. There's nothing here for remembrance other than the fact that, you know, you remember who she was or, and that she was actually here. But if we don't create legacies for ourselves, we don't create legacies for our children, we don't teach them the different opportunities that money presents in our lives and how to use that money to filter more income in our lives and to create more foundation. I done read articles saying if a woman doesn't have at least 6 streams of income, they are poor. You won't become rich if you don't have at least 6 streams of income. Some are going to work and some are not going to work. At the end of the day, you got to give yourself a chance. You got to put yourself in the rat race to make sure that you can come out on top. And that you can do things so when you get older, you can say, you know what, I'm happy that I made that investment. I'm happy that I took a chance with myself. And now I can be comfortable and I can do things in my life. I can go places I want to go. I can eat what I want to eat. I can drink what I want to drink, right? That's a comforting feeling, especially as we get older. When we're young, we think that the world is ours and we can control it. But this is the time to use your youth to accumulate wealth for your future. Are you still there?
Yes. Hello? No, you oh, said yes. Something. Okay. Yes. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, listen, you said some very important points about wealth, about passing on wealth, people, about accumulating wealth. Where and the thing about it is why, the brother that owned Beaches Foods, one of the first billionaire manufacturing brothers, African-American, God, the brother's name escapes me, but he wrote a book, Why Should the White Boys Have All the Fun? And he was saying...
Oh, yeah, you're talking about Reginald L. Lewis. Yeah,
Reginald Lewis.
Right.
The great Reginald Lewis, a fantastic spirit. He had the spirit that Nathaniel was talking about. He did not only want for himself and his family and his children, he wanted all African American people to taste the good deeds of their labor, to live a life that God said there's a life given unto you from me, and innate rights. The right to air, the right to breathe, the right to smell, the right to sleep, the right to eat. God, those are innate rights. And God said, I come so you can have life and have life abundantly. He come to give us things that we thought we could never get. But in the spirit of God, God said that the poor say what? I'm rich. In who? In God. That the weak say what? I'm strong. In what? In God. You have to have something bigger than you to believe in. And you have to believe that you deserve these things. I feel so bad for African-American people, all the hell that we went through this country and all we did to build this country up. But a lot of brothers and sisters do not feel that they deserve to be a billionaire, a millionaire. They don't think they deserve to live in a $20, $30, $40 million home, drive a Rolls Royce, take trips when they want to, have private planes. You deserve that. And then those who get it, we envy them to the point of becoming their haters and becoming jealous. Because I know I had my first taste of money at 18 years old, millionaire status, and I had more haters than I had anything else. But it wasn't about me. It was about the things that I could accomplish. But I was always about community. I was always about family and community and children and helping other people. But people assume, based on my financial status, my personality, and whatever else they want to put around it, my living conditions, they assume things about me that were not true.
And we assume this on a lot of brothers and sisters who are successful. People assume that Oprah is a tightwad, that she is arrogant, that she is ignorant to the needs of the poor, and that she don't care. People assume that Mayweather doesn't care. He's all about himself. A beautiful brother, a caring brother. I know Oprah on a personal level. Not like I meet her every day and friends, but I got enough close enough to her and Stedman to understand a couple of things. And being in that status at one time, I understand what it's all about. But she is a caring person. She's a loving person. Stedman's a good brother. He wants to help others. But sometimes people step on your toes the wrong way and they prevent you from helping them. Sometimes you got to let go and let God, and sometimes you got to give people a chance. Do not judge the cover of the book by the content of the book. The book might say nasty lover, but the book might have a whole other content of information in it. We have to stop being haters of our educated, our wealthy, African-American people. We have to stop hating and start loving and start understanding. It's a, to me, as a child growing up in the dirty South, poverty, poor, sharecropping South, it was a wonder for me to see a brother and sister come from New York in a Buick, a Park Avenue, whatever, and to work in a big capacity and have things. It was good for me to see that because that gave me hope. I was there to look at them. They nasty, mean people. I don't want to talk to them. It made me understand that I can do that, and I did it because I had samples. I had people to look up to. I had people to embrace. I had people to of my own kind, my own color. You understand? Children need to see successful black people, African-American, whatever. They need to see that so they can see themselves in that. The lie has been told so many times, we're not a poor people. We're the most richest people on earth. The African-American community contributes so much finances to America, to what it is today on an international economic level. It got there through somebody. And if you don't know it's you, you're gonna fail to understand what economics is about, what economy is about, what distribution of funds is about, what living a certain lifestyle means. You're going to miss it. So many ways you're going to miss it. It's so important, people, to understand that you are your greatest asset, and you are your greatest liability. You, because you wake up in the morning, you make a decision to move or don't move. You make a decision to get or don't get. You make a decision to have or don't have, and you don't realize that. The Bible says the tongue speaks life and death. That's how powerful the tongue is. The Bible said, what a man saith, what a man is. If you get up and say, I'm a bum, I'm no good, I'm a nigger, I ain't going to make it, that's what's going to happen. You get up and say, I'm a king. Affirmations, positive affirmations. I'm a king. I am somebody. I'm precious. I'm smart. I'm capable. I'm powerful. I'm rich. I told myself in Dirt Poor, South Carolina, I'm rich. I'm intelligent. I got power. Seek ye the kingdom of God and all his righteousness and everything shall follow. And I did those things, and those affirmations succeeded me in the way that I didn't expect. Starting college at 15, become a millionaire at 18. I didn't expect these things. No, I did not. I didn't see that in my community. I didn't see that in other people. I didn't see those things happening. But by the grace of God, here go I. And so I'm telling you, people, you can do it. Stop holding yourself back. Stop being negative, like Brother Nathan said, negative, negative about every MLM, every program, everything is no good, everybody's on the top, everybody's stealing and robbing, cheating and killing and whatever. We ain't going to never get nowhere with those kinds of behaviors. So change your mind, change your condition, change your life forever. And that's it's very, very imperative that we do that. We're going to give Dr. Benjamin Bridges some last words of encouragement to our people as well, as time is flying like a kite. We look forward to Brother Nathan, if you can come on tomorrow on Dr. Benjamin Bridges' show, Experiencing Spiritual Unity and Meditation, and 7 to 9 again once again tomorrow, and we can continue this conversation, continue this understanding of this whole imperative of getting this finances into order. That would be great as well. And, you know, that would be fantastic. I'm going to pass the mic on to Dr. Benjamin Bridges, and he'll give us a little taste of, you know, what he's happening tomorrow as well, as we have about 4 or 5 minutes.
Yes, indeed. Well, I thank you both, brothers, for sharing some very good information. And one of the things that Brother Ron did say that was very important is that in order to reprogram the mind, the affirmations are very important. And one of the affirmations that can be very much of a game changer in regards to really starting to see yourself from a positive perspective is when you have a particular goal that you would like to achieve, you know, and you actually see not that goal like, oh, man, I know I probably won't get this done, but I'll give it a try because I know this is probably not going to happen. No, don't see it from a negative. If you have your goal, the thing that you need to do is see it already achieved and already done. And that's where visualization and affirmations come in. But the bottom line is with the affirmations, there's a powerful affirmation that says, I see it already done and my victory has been won. I see it already done, three has been won. And once you continue to say that, you start to convince your mind and your subconscious mind that you are not only in the process of trying to make it happen, but it's already happened. And all you have to do is continue on moving forward in that positive mindset, and you will achieve the success that you're looking to accomplish. And that's very important, you know. And another big one is I believe it, and as I believe it, I receive it. As I believe it, I receive it. You know, once you start to see that you have the faith and confidence in knowing that you are believing in the fact that you're a winner and not a loser, that you're somebody that can actually accomplish the goals that you're trying to achieve, then you will actually be able to be that winner. But when you're in that maybe state of mind or even in that state of mind that you're seeing yourself in a total negative, then you're not going to accomplish that because what you see is what you actually get. And that's why it's very important to see things from that positive perspective so you can cross over that finish line of positivity and actually win an opportunity of great success. And this is something that you can do. It's not even a question of, well, I think I might be or maybe. No. Erase all of that negativity from your mind and start to see, as I said before, I see it already done and my victory has been won. I see it already done, and my victory has been won. I see it already done, and my victory has been won. Once you start to transform your mind from negativity to positivity and then take action in positivity, then you're going to accomplish your goals and dreams. But you have to be determined. You have to have an open mind and an open heart to want to achieve success and know that success, you are worthy of achieving it, you are capable of achieving it, and that you have already achieved it. And once you can keep your mind up on high like that, your goals and dreams will start to fly and you will achieve your goals and your dreams in a very successful manner. All you have to do is to see it and you will believe it. Because what you see, as I said before, is what you get. So see yourself from a positive perspective. keep your mind up on high so your goals and dreams can start to fly and know beyond the shadow of a doubt that it will truly, truly come about.
All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been
out of control.
You're confused.